Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. And as we end Yom Kippur, the most sacred holiday in the Jewish faith, and begin our prayer service hour, I just want to remind you that this is your opportunity to reconnect with God, to cast all of your cares and your burdens, your joys, your pains, anything that you need lifted from your mind and your spirit. This is an opportunity for you to make that happen. We know that we serve a God who is able to bring us through all types of trials and tribulations. So just keep that in mind. Don't try to handle things on your own. Make that connection with the Lord. I also want to give a special shout out to our homecoming committee. Although I missed attending the service in person, it's one of my favorite services. And I felt such a connection, even though I wasn't there physically, and was so happy to see the choir in full bloom, so to speak, and all of our circle members and leaders being acknowledged, and just the whole church coming together. So that was truly a blessing. So hats off to the committee for making that happen. As we progress through our service, I just want to remind you of two things: to please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, and all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Reginald Hardman, Sr.
Good evening, First Baptist Church, family, friends, and visitors. This is a glorious day, a day that we set aside as a church to come together in prayer and ask for God's help, forgiveness, and praise Him for all that He does. I'd like to thank the hostess of this endeavor. Thank you so much for providing the connection for all of us to get on and have prayer meeting this evening. God bless you. And now let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we come this evening. First and foremost, we want to thank you for being so good to us. You're better to us than our sins deserve. We thank you for each and everybody on this line right now. We thank you for those who are yet to dial in. We thank you for your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died for us, all of us, for the remission of our sins. We ask you to forgive us, Lord, for anything that we did that it was displeasing in your sight. Anything that we said out of our mouths that wasn't right. Anything that we even thought that didn't glorify you. We ask you to forgive us. Thank you for all the blessings you have laid on us from the time before we were born to this present moment. You've been blessing us. And we say, much obliged. Thank you, Jesus, for working miracles in our lives. Some people have been sick on their deathbed, and doctors did all they could do. We know you are a healer. Never lost a patient. Able to heal all sickness and all diseases. We just have that faith of a mustard seed. And it's your will, you will pull us through. So we're going to hang on and hold on to you, Jesus. You healed in times past, and we know you can heal today. We're not giving up, we're not giving in, and we're not giving out. Thank you, Jesus, in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we are able to deal with certain pressures that are put on us today. We know that you could bring us through all of this. You have been helping us from day one. And even before that, you helped our mothers and fathers and our ancestors. We thank you for all that. You're so good to us. And we praise your name. We thank you for our friends and family, our loved ones, wherever they may be. We ask you to bless them as only you can do. Be with them, guide them, protect, provide for them, Lord. We know you know what they stand in need of. If it's more grace, please grant it. If it's more mercy, please grant it. Father, guide and direct us along life's way, that we may be better today than we were yesterday, and better still tomorrow. Help us to be good husbands and good wives and good parents and grandparents and great-grandparents in some cases. We love you, God. And all we can do is say thank you. We can't pay you. You don't owe us anything. We owe it all to you. And we ask you to strengthen us. Strengthen our faith. Help us, Lord. Help us. Be with our church and our church family. Father, help us to be on one accord. You know what we are endeavoring to do. And we can't do anything without you. But we know we can do all things through you. So we give all our tasks over to you. Right here and right now. We say thank you for all those members of our church. Father, we ask you to bless them. I know some members are not feeling well right now. But we're not giving up. We're going to pray for them, and we're asking them to pray for themselves. And we know we're going to just stand by and watch you work a miracle. We'd like to say thank you. Thank you for all those who have been so diligent and patient this evening. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We know you know all things. Wherever we're broken, we ask you to fix us as only you can. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Deaconess Deborah Bridgman.
Good evening. I'll be reading Isaiah 43 through 7. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I will give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you. I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, don't hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, who I've created for my glory, who I have formed and made. The word of God is blessed.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us together again for another Wednesday night prayer meeting. Heavenly Father, you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. Keep watching over us, Heavenly Father. If we have members on the bed of affliction, Heavenly Father, let them know you are a doctor in the operating room, Heavenly Father. Maybe somebody on the line that needs a lawyer, Heavenly Father. Let them call on you, Lord. You're a lawyer in the courtroom too, Heavenly Father. You make a way out of no way, Heavenly Father. Keep blessing us, Heavenly Father. We love you, Heavenly Father. Take care of our pastor, Heavenly Father. Look over him in a special way, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, help us to continue to seek your face, Heavenly Father. Let us pray and let us have faith in our prayers, Heavenly Father. Remove fear from our heart and fill it with faith. More faith, Heavenly Father, in your word, Heavenly Father. Through you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. Heavenly Father, we love you today. We want you to help us to love one another, Heavenly Father. Remove all hurtful things from our hearts, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now be led in prayer by Deacon Charles Fleet, Jr.
Good evening, church, family, friends, and visitors. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry. He answered all of my pleas. Now, Father, I thank you for your blessing us this day, for keeping us in your care and blessing us throughout this day from our earliest getting up this morning throughout this whole day. Thanking you, Lord, for blessing us with shelter, clothing, food, for a reasonable portion of help. For you have blessed us for 9 months now, going into this tenth month of the year, oh Lord. And as we look back, we can see where you have kept us in your care. You protected us from all harm and danger. You blessed us again and again and again, knowingly and unknowingly. I thank you for that. Praying for each and every member of the congregation, praying for their safety and well-being, praying for the official board, for Reverend Tucker and Lisa, for those that are sick and shut in, and those that are under the shadow of the movement. I give you praise and honor and say thank you, Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness towards us. Praying that you will be and continue to bless the church. And as we come up to the anniversary, oh Lord, I pray that that you will bless us and let us be mindful of the anniversary next month that we are coming up to, and let us remember our people who have gone on and became ancestors, and how they have helped this church and blessed this church for 158 years. I thank you for them. Praying, O Lord, that you will be with us all throughout the rest of this evening. Protect us and keep us and continue to bless us. And we will always remember to give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Brenda Roberson, who is the helpmate to Deacon Bruce Roberson and also the Vice President of the Deaconess Ministry.
Thank you. Good evening, my brothers and sisters in Christ. My topic tonight I'll be speaking on is say no to envy and say no to anger. The reason I selected this topic is relevant to the current rise in violence and disturbing behavior witnessed in this world. As children of God, we should be led by the Spirit of God to do what's right and what pleases Him. The definition of envy is a reaction to lacking something that another person possesses. An example of envy you can find in the Bible, 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, and the first verse. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. The definition of anger, a negative feeling that is typically associated with hostile thoughts. An example of anger in the Bible, Psalms 37, chapter and the 8th verse. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any way to do evil. God's word warns us about a dangerous, destructive state of mind called envy. Envy is emotional poison. It poisons the mind and hardens the heart. It is also hurt, insecurity, and loneliness, and disguised as anger, bitterness, and resentment. If we are to experience the abundant lives that Christ has promised, we must be on guard against envious thoughts. Jealousy breeds discontent. Discontent breeds unhappiness, and unhappiness robs us of all the peace that might be otherwise be ours. So if the sin of envy has invaded your heart, ask God to help you heal. Don't forget to count your own blessings. Will you ask God sincerely to heal you? And when He responds, you'll regain the peace that can only be found through God. Sometimes anger is appropriate. Even Jesus became angry as He confronted the money changers in the temple, Matthew 21st chapter 12 through 13. On occasion, you, like Jesus, will confront evil, and when you do, you just might respond as He did, vigorously and without reservation. As long as you are here on earth, you will face countless opportunities to lose your temper over small things such as a spill of coffee, such as a traffic jam, an inconsiderate comment someone made to you, a broken promise, and even a family member. When you are tempted to lose your temper over the minor situations of life, don't. Instead, turn away from anger, hatred, bitterness, and regret. I know sometimes it's hard to do, because it's hard for me. Just turn to God and ask Him to change your heart, and He will. Let us say a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, deliver us from the needless pain of envy. Lord, you have given us countless blessings. Let us be thankful for all the gifts we have received, and let us never be resentful of the gifts you have given others. Help us, Lord, to turn away from angry thoughts. Help us to turn away from evil deeds. And help us to turn away from envy. Help us to always use Jesus as our guideline for life. Let us trust your promise, God, today and forever. In Jesus' name I pray. My soul and my heart says, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
The lines will now be open for approximately 20 seconds to show our acknowledgement or message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
Praise God for your message. Speaking of Robertson.
Beautiful job. God bless you for the message. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome.
Before we proceed with remarks and prayers, I have three announcements to share with you. The first announcement is from the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker Commemoration Planning Committee. They want you to know that they are pleased to report that a mailing has been sent via first-class mail to all members announcing our 2022-2023 season of celebration honoring our pastor. If you have not received your packet, please contact us with your mailing and or email address. The deadline for ads in our organ concert program scheduled for November 20th at 2 p.m. is Sunday, October 16th. The deadline for the pastor's commemorative souvenir journal is Friday, December 30th. For more information, contact the committee by calling 202-524-0749. Let me repeat that. So if you have not received your packet in the mail, please contact the committee to provide them with your mailing address or your email address. And that number again is 202-524-0749. You can also email them at fdtcelebrations@gmail.com. fdtcelebrations@gmail.com. The information on our website is forthcoming. You can also reach out to Sisters Dana M. Anderson, who is the chair, or Deacon Linda A. Smallwood, who is the assistant chair. The second thing I'd like to announce is please join me in celebrating the 46th wedding anniversary for Deacon Lamar and Deaconess Eleanor Pearson. They celebrated their 46th wedding anniversary on Sunday, September 25th. I want to open the line so that we can offer them some praise for being together for, I believe they've been together for 51 years, but they've been married for 46. So I'm going to open the line so that we can congratulate them on their wedding anniversary. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
Congratulations. Such a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Such
a blessing. God
bless you both, Deacon and Deaconess Pearson. May God bless you with many, many more years together.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I apologize, Evangelist Pearson. The last thing I'd like to mention is, again, the importance of getting your annual screenings, your pap smears, mammograms, colonoscopies, your prostate exams. Last Friday, I had my colonoscopy, and everything went well. I subsequently ate something I probably should not have eaten on Saturday night, which caused me to have some issues on Sunday morning and prevented me from being at service. But I also want to bring to your attention the importance of getting a mammogram, especially my ladies. My routine mammogram in May of this year found a small cancerous tumor that I will be having removed tomorrow. And I am seeking prayer, not just for myself, but for that every member at MedStar Washington Hospital Center that will be involved in my care. I am asking the church to pray for me and to pray for the doctors and nurses that will be surrounding me. Pray for my sister, pray for my family, pray for my healing. We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
We certainly thank God again for this blessed experience that has been ours to have as our midweek prayer experience. We thank God for Sister Roberson for the inspirational message and challenge that she sent our way. We are grateful to God for all of those persons who come week in and week out sharing in inspiration and thoughts of care and learning. We certainly want to thank also all of those persons who lifted us up in prayer and inspired us in their participation in the services tonight, as well as all of you who are here each Wednesday to join in prayer, praise, and admiration of a great God who sustains us and keeps us and blesses us continually. And let us continue to lift up the Lord in prayer and praise, and let us continue to fellowship and work together as a church family that we might be able to carry out the mission and the cause that Christ has sent to us. We want you to plan to be with us on the Sunday, October 9th, at our worship experience, inspiring and challenging our young people. And we certainly would that you would be with us at our in-person services. But if you can't be there, make sure that you join us in the virtual platforms that's available to us. Reverend Nancy Knight will be our preacher for the occasion, and we trust that you will be praying that God would speak through her and to us as we share together in kingdom building. We want to also cause you to be aware that on Sunday after our worship service, we will have the National Faith and Blue Weekend Experience. That's a time when our outreach ministry, Choose Health to Life, and missionaries and health ministry will be coming together and inviting all of you to join us as we work together and present an experience with the 4th District of Metropolitan Police. They will be there to share with us and unite together. This business of faith and blue is a time when the police departments and people of faith who are concerned for the community come together as they work in making sure that we have a healthy and wholesome community. And I certainly want as many as possible to join our outreach and health ministries to make sure that we are supportive of our police department, and they're going to be supportive of us. And so we want to encourage you to be there at that time. Let me also share with you that the joint board will be meeting on October the 18th. And we trust that you are going to, all of the members of the trustee and Diggins ministry would be present at 7 p.m. That will be a virtual experience, and so the links will be sent to you who are expected to be present. And then on October the 22nd at 9:30 a.m., Saturday, October 22nd at 9:30 a.m., we're going to have our quarterly church meeting. And we encourage all of you to join in with us. The church meeting will be an in-person experience in Out-of-Clock Hall at First Baptist Church. And those of you who cannot get there by in person, we will have a Zoom link for you to watch and hear the meeting and what's taking place at that time. We trust that you were going to keep our sick and shut in mind and in prayer, in your thoughts and in your care. And certainly we want to make sure that we surround Sister Cynthia, who has been such a wonderful, wonderful host and facilitator for our midweek prayer service and prayer experience. We want to keep her in prayer as she goes into the hospital for operation. We're going to now open up our lines for 20 seconds that you may be able to make your prayer request. Prayer requests, 20 seconds. Lines are open.
I want to remind everyone to please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Thank you.
God, our Father, we come just now realizing that Satan is busy and he attempts to break through and rob us of the joy of prayer and praise and fellowship. And we come now, God, knowing that you are a mighty God and you are able to hear even through the cloudy and difficult challenges that Satan throws in our way. And so, God, we want you to hear and bless those persons who lifted up the names of individuals and situations that they are concerned about. We know that you hear their cries, and we know, oh God, that you are able to take care of us and bless us and fortify us. And we ask, oh God, your strength and your deliverance, as only you can do. Help these your people in their concerns. Help us in our distresses, O God. Help those of us who are struggling through financial situations, those people who are struggling in legal circumstances. We pray, O God, for families that are trying to make it through, having difficulties and challenges. We pray, O God, that you would bring peace and harmony and deliverance, O God, as only you can do. We ask, O God, for health and wholeness, those who are struggling for health and keeping power, those who are struggling through mental challenges. O God, bless tonight, if it be your holy and divine will. And those, O God, who are experiencing those moments of fear and frustration and anguish and discord that has come into their lives, O God, we pray that you would abide with them as only a God like yourself can bring us through. And so we call upon you and seek your presence. Guide us, O God. Watch over us and provide us with the sustenance needed to fulfill the missions and the challenges that you have before us. And then, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you, O God, for your grace and your mercy, how you brought us through some unseen and seen dangers, O God. We pray, O God, that you would just keep us and hold us in the hollow of your hand. We thank you, O God, for the love and for the peace that abounds in our spirits. You are such a good God. We love you, God, and we draw nigh unto you. And then, God, we ask your blessings upon First Baptist Church. We pray, O God, that you would keep her in the hollow of your hands, that you would bless each member one by one, and, O God, tend to their needs and make us strong in your work and in your service. Give us, O God, the courage that we need, the peace and the strength that we need. We ask, O God, that you would just abide with us as only you can do. And now, God, we come asking special blessings upon our sick. And we pray, O God, special blessings upon Sister Cynthia. We pray, O God, that you would be with her and comfort her. Assure her that she is never alone. We pray, O God, that you would put your protection around her, and that you would be with the doctors and the nurses as they tend to her care on tomorrow. And we ask, O God, that you would protect her and heal as only you can do. And we ask, O God, that you would bless all those who are there in the business of caring in the hospital. Be, O God, with them and give them the best wisdom and guide their hands and guide their minds and guide their way, O God, that they may be able to offer the kind of care that's needed for deliverance. And then, O God, we rejoice for Deacon Pearson and Sister Pearson. We rejoice, O God, for keeping them and blessing them through the many years, through the ups and the downs, the moments of joy and the moments of challenge and struggle you watched over them, O God. And so we just ask now that you would keep them continuously. We thank you. We thank you for the example. We thank you for the living grace. Now, God, just be with each one of us. You know what's on every heart and every mind. And we just ask, O God, that you would bring ultimate peace and joy to all of us, that we may be the kind of people that you are calling for in this age, in this time, and in this space. Keep us now as only a God like yourself can do. These and other needful blessings we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. We pray. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you holy peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for the 5th of October. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the Pastor's Weekly Letter to the Church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.